Our next speaker is Jennifer Doan, in keeping with the commitment Shane and I made when putting this together of getting only the best speakers. You just heard from one of those best speakers, Paul Gold. And here's another best speaker, Jennifer Doan. Jennifer Doan is the incoming, she'll be the national president of ABOTA, the American Board of Trial Advocates, and honorary owner, invitation-only trial lawyer association next year. She's a partner at Haltman Doan and Texarkana. She handles very large commercial and IP litigation, bet the company litigation, literally all over the United States of America. She's been the recipient of very many awards. One of them I saw, Honorary Barrister of the Year, UT School of Law 2023. Congratulations. Past chair of the State Bar Litigation Section, and on, but you don't want to hear me keep talking about her. Let's hear from her. Please give her a warm round of applause, Jennifer Doan.
Thank you, Quentin. All right, so today we're talking about the problems with opposing counsel. Okay, problem opposing counsel. Who's had problem opposing counsel? This is in a deposition. All right, so I got to tell you, for the first 2 or 3 years of my career, I didn't know how to deal with the problem opposing counsel. And it was, we just winged it the entire time, and I hated it. I really love depositions. And then I went to a course, and they taught the same thing that Shane's book teaches. And I'm so excited about teaching this because I think it's just a game changer in my entire career. So dealing with problem opposing counsel, some of these little examples we're going to use are really, really old, especially for our group here, because I can tell that they were probably all videos before you were ever practicing law. But let's play the first one. I don't know if I can do that from here. I think that you have to click on the little play button. Is it set up here? Hold on. Yeah.
After you left Texas City.
Wait a minute, let me ask a question here.
Yeah.
You represent this guy or not?
Who are you?
My name's Tucker, and I represent Ayrshire, and I just want to know
if you represent this guy or not.
If you don't represent him, you don't have any right to be making any objection. If you do represent him, tell us so.
Why don't you keep your mouth shut? I'll do what I want.
No, you're not going to do what you want.
No way.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. That's whatever objections I want to make, and I'll make them as loud as I want to make them. Now, you need to shut your mouth, and we'll keep the record straight.
Don't tell me to shut my mouth, boy. Don't make me big, but you want to see how bad you are? Come on.
And I wouldn't try that, Ed.
Are you threatening to fight?
Hold on just a second.
No, I want to know who's
fighting.
We're going to be outnumbered, Ed.
Now, I'm going to tell you something else. You don't run this deposition. You understand?
To you, Joe.
You watch and see. You watch and see who does. Big boy.
I'm telling you, Joe.
Oh, you ain't telling me a thing. No, but don't be telling another lawyer to shut up.
Don't be telling
that ain't your job, fat boy.
I said before, you have an incipient bad.
What do you want to do about it?
Well, I'd like to knock you on your head.
Come try it. Come over here and try it, you dumb son of a.
Wait just a second.
Okay, now what have we learned from that? Nothing, right? The purpose of the deposition is to learn facts. We're trying to win the case here, not call each other's names. We can think physically what we want to about anybody, etc. But that's not the purpose of the deposition at all. And so how do you deal?
After you left Texas City.
It's just going to play again. How do you handle the problem opposing counsel? Because everybody's going to face this in their career. And it's going to depend on your personality and how you handle that particular problem. Now, all day long, y'all have been talking about the problem witnesses and how to get information from witnesses. And every once in a while, you have a counsel that can kind of color those witnesses and what they say. So here we've got the lawyer that's talking to the judge and trying to couch, well, it's not exactly lying what my witness has said. It's just he's kind of doesn't have any bounds, you know. And so that's what you've been talking about all day. And then I think that we could have a whole seminar dealing with problem witnesses like you've had. I mean, I know we have a couple of problem witnesses that are about to come up that we're not talking about here. But we're talking about depositions and problem opposing counsel. So I think what we do is we go very back to the basics. And we look at what is the purpose of this deposition. Why am I taking Bill Smith's deposition or Sally Jane's deposition? What do I want from that? If you can get 10 points on your paper or 4 points on your paper, these are the things that I need to know in this deposition. These are the documents I need to get. If there's more documents, great. If there's no more documents, great.